There's a sense of deja vu here. These protesters have been outside the Israeli embassy in London before. They would say they've been here too many times. Yet the most serious escalation of violence since Israel's 2008 war on Gaza has them out again.
I'm here today together with many, many, many people to show that we don't believe the BBC, we don't believe the publicity that's going out, and we are against Israel's terrorist behaviour.
I think the Israelis need to be very careful because the situation in the Middle East has changed dramatically since the uprisings in the rest of the Middle East. They may have bitten off more than they can chew, like they did in 2006 against Lebanon.
I think it's not just what's happened just now in the last few days. It's been going on for so many years, and people's lives are completely ruined by the brutality of the Israeli state.
Among the speakers was Palestinian ambassador to London, Manuel Hassassian, who gave an impassioned speech.
The British government has not been fair in its statements, starting with the statement of William Hague and ending up with the Prime Minister. I did not really expect that they would put the victim and the victimizer on equal footing and blame Hamas for resisting after we see all these airstrikes, and still they're telling that Hamas is responsible for this. They forget that Gaza has been 5 years under occupation, under blockade, under siege. We haven't seen the British government condemning the state of Israel, but now we see the British government condemning Hamas, condemning, you know, the Palestinians for resisting this ugly, repulsive airstrikes against our people.
The government in Britain has backed Israel's violence, saying it has a right to defend itself. But even the foreign minister has admitted a ground invasion would lose Israel international support. The world now, more than ever, is watching Israel's actions closely.
We need a global response to what's happening today. Protests like this are very important because it sends a different message out from the one we've been seeing from the mainstream press. It sends a message, strong message, to our government, and it ensures that Israeli governments see that the whole world are watching what's happening.
Gaza is under attack again. Some things have stayed the same, like American and British blanket support, and some things have changed, like regional leaders. Will those changes make a difference? We don't know yet, but for protesters here, they say it doesn't make a difference. Whatever stays the same, whatever changes, they will be here day after day, attack after attack, standing by the Palestinian people and making their voices heard. Nagis Moalari, Press TV, London.
Palestine. Thank you.